Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about this television best person in your nation's history ever craze that is sweeping Europe and has now come to the United States. They have 25 nominees, finalists of the greatest American ever, and yes, they include Bill Clinton, and yes, they include Oprah Winfrey, and yes, they include Elvis. Presley, not Costello, sorry. And so we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, WNYC's Andrea Bernstein is stopping by to talk about the developments on the New York City Olympic bid. Andrea, everybody was wondering what was going to happen after the stadium defeat, and apparently something's happening.
Well, Dan Doctoroff wrote a letter to the IOC saying, can we submit an alternate plan for a stadium, considering we haven't gotten the approvals, and they got a fairly terse letter back saying your bid file closed on February 24th. At that time, you did not have the guarantees. Since you've now told us you will not be able to provide the guarantees for this stadium, you can appear before the IOC Executive Committee and ask them for permission to submit another plan. Now, you know, what we had been told all along by NYC 2012 officials was that the reason there couldn't be a contingency plan is because it would be a very undetailed plan, that there was a great level of detail in the bid book about the sight lines and the grass and the exits and the security and the budget. And obviously any plan that's put together between now and July 6th is not going to be able to have all of that. So it is unclear. NYC 2012 isn't committing to anything in particular. They just have been saying since this thing crashed and burned on Monday that they want to try to figure out a way to still go to Singapore, right, and save face.
Well, you're making it sound like there's really not much of a glimmer of hope here from this, although I see that some other media are playing it today as, hey, the IOC says we can go back anytime before July 6th when they make their final decision on a city and give them another option for a stadium.
My sense is that's overstating the case a little bit. I mean, obviously anything can happen, but part of what, you know, just remember who the IOC are, there are a lot of sports and officials and athletes from around the world. Mm-hmm. And basically what they want, and, you know, one of the reasons that this whole report on Monday, the technical report, remember that? Seems like forever ago. But one of the reasons why that was important, because it was basically supposed to demonstrate to the IOC that the city of their choice would not give them any headaches.
Yes.
And I think that it's going to be a hard case for New York to argue, considering there is no approval for a stadium. There is no plan any level of detail for a stadium anywhere else, that New York would not give them any headaches.
Does it make a liar, though, out of the head of NYC 2012, Jay Kriegel, or Deputy Mayor Dan Doctoroff, or the mayor, in that we kept hearing, as you pointed out here on Monday, you know, first we kept hearing by the time the evaluation committee came to look at New York City in person in the winter, we had to have the stadium deal sealed or we weren't going to be taken seriously. Then there was all this build up to Monday, which was June 6th. And the same people were saying, you know, by the time this evaluation book came out, we had to have the stadium sealed and delivered or it was going to be doom. And now here it is, just a few days later, the stadium in that form is dead, and the IOC says, well, come on back and give us another pitch.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's not quite, you know, as simple as that. I mean, I do think that, you know, yes, they kept saying we can't, and obviously, you know, that was part of the pressure campaign to get the stadium in. However, is it good for the bid to go in this way? When they say it isn't, I accept that, because I mean the reality is that everything is very, very unclear as far as New York Stadium. I mean, London doesn't have a stadium now, but they do have all their approvals. They have all their funding. Paris has a stadium. I mean, you know, Moscow and Madrid need to make modifications, but all of these cities are in a very different situation from New York.
Right.
And, you know, you have to remember that in the last months, I mean, you know, Paris has been, you know, staging events about, you know, their beach volleyball court right next to the you know, Eiffel Tower. You know, if you look at sort of the websites around the world where they cover these things, all the other cities have had these fluffy things and, you know, these, really? You know, 100 athletes are up in, you know, on a flight in Virgin to promote the London bid. In New York, it's been no stadium net. No stadium yet. Right. So that has to have a psychological effect on the IOC.
So what do you think is the best that NYC 2012 could come back with by July 6th? If everything went as swimmingly as conceivably possible, given all our politics regarding Shea Stadium or whatever the alternative venue would be?
Well, given the uncertainty surrounding the West Side, I'd be surprised if they tried to go back and, you know, say we're going to seek conditional approval. I mean, it doesn't even look like, you know, things have gone from just bad to worse with Albany. And, you know, if Shelley Silver was upset with the Bloomberg administration before Monday, they've done nothing in the last 3 days to make him happier. So, you know, whether I think the West Side Stadium is very iffy. Other options might be either Queens, either Willets Points or Shea, or perhaps Giants Stadium. Where, interestingly enough, if you read the big bid book, it was in the Meadowlands that the Olympic dream began. Dan Doctoroff was at a World Cup game in New Jersey and thought New York would be a great place for the Olympics.
Don't they need to have a dome facility for the Olympics?
Well, there would have to be, you know, modifications to any stadium, and there's some question about whether that could even happen in the Meadowlands, given the fact that it's in a swamp.
So sometime between now and July 6th, they would have to get whatever players on board, the public authorities control board and city council and whoever else it is, to agree to say we build Shea Stadium with a dome or something.
Or something. And, you know, whatever it is, I mean, it is certainly a Hail Mary pass. And, you know, I mean, this thing with the stadium bid is a bit like, you know, an Olympic athlete, you know, say a sprinter who's been training for, you know, all his or her life and ends up, you know, breaking a leg right as you go into the Olympic Games. I mean, I think that you could perhaps run with a splint, but whether you could win the race, I think, is a really hard argument to make.
While they're having relay races around the Louvre to make France look good or whatever they're doing. Here are our runners in front of the Mona Lisa. WNYC's Andrew Bernstein, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Of course, you're not allowed to take pictures of the Mona Lisa. Did you know that?
Big, is that right?
Yeah, big sign in front
of the new Mona Lisa?
At the Louvre.
Well, I have to confess, when I was in Paris expecting their bid, I did go and see the Mona Lisa, and there were a lot of people taking pictures in the old location.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. When I was there, there was a no-photo sign, and they were afraid all the flashes would ruin the paint. All right. Thanks a lot. We'll
Thank
see
you.
What happens.